Objective: this research aimed to compare the effects of quality of life therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy on psychological capital and forgiveness among mothers of children aged 7 to 11 years with stuttering. Methods and materials: the research methodology was a quasi-experimental design with pre-test, post-test, and a 45-day follow-up. The statistical population included all mothers of children with stuttering during 2020-21. The statistical sample consisted of 60 mothers of children with stuttering, who were conveniently selected and randomly assigned to two experimental groups and one control group. All groups were tested using research tools, including the Psychological Capital Scale and the Heartland Forgiveness Scale. Data analysis was performed at two levels: descriptive statistics and inferential statistics. Calculations were conducted using the Social Sciences Statistics Package version 23 and SPSS software. Findings: statistical analyses showed that both methods were effective in improving the dependent variables, but acceptance and commitment therapy was more effective than quality of life therapy. And this pattern continued 45 days after the training. Conclusion: both quality of life therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy seem to be suitable methods for the psychological rehabilitation of mothers of children with stuttering.